Are you thirsty? We've heard this story. We've read it many times about this woman at the well. Some of us, this might be the first time you've heard this story. Let me ask you, are you truly thirsty? Maybe you've been searching your whole life trying to find acceptance, meaning, purpose, belonging, a place where you are welcomed, loved, appreciated. Maybe you've been trying to find escape. Maybe you've been trying to find an answer to your problem. Maybe there's been this deep sense that something is missing in your life, and you've been searching and searching for that missing piece, and so far it's eluded you. We now proclaim to you what you've been missing. That's Jesus Christ. Each one of us has been searching. Each one of us longs for something. This thirst is just a metaphor for this concept that there is a deep longing with each one of us. And no matter what we try to find it in, some try to look at the bottom of a bottle, some look for it in a relationship, some look for it in their career, and at the end of their life, they are still found wanting. May I recommend to you why? Because nothing in this world was designed to satisfy that thirst. That nothing in this world, that in time, could ever meet that. The only possible answer for this is that our hearts were designed to be satisfied with something beyond this world. So as Jesus met this woman at the well, he found an individual that was very thirsty. Maybe you identify with her a little bit. Maybe in a different way. But in her situation, here she is in a desert climate, coming to a well in the middle of the day, the heat of the day. And he says, "Are you thirsty?" Well, that's a rather silly question now, isn't it? "Give me a drink." He says to her, "Give me a drink." She wonders, how are you, who, as she said, being a Jew and a man, are asking me, a Samaritan woman, which is extreme taboo in the time, how could you ask me for a drink of water? He said, "If you knew who I truly was, you would be asking of me." He's saying, "I give you living water." And of course, she's excited at this idea. She says, "Oh, please, give it to me." And then he gets kind of awkward. He says, "You want this living water?" "Yeah." "Are you sure you want it?" "Absolutely." "Go call your husband." "What? Well, I don't have a husband." "Ah, you've said true. In fact, you've had 5 husbands. And the guy you're with now, he's not even wearing a ring on his finger." Think about this. Is it possible that this woman had been searching for meaning and significance in the arms of men? I know that never happens, right? That she couldn't find her identity apart from the man on whose arm she was resting. And she is seeking identity. She's seeking purpose and meaning in this life. And Jesus says, "Yes, I know, right there, that's your wound. That's your deepest thirst." And she would much rather keep him at an arm's distance. She would much rather have him not touch that wound. See, the difference between a wound and a scar is, if somebody pokes at a scar, it really doesn't hurt. But if somebody pokes at a wound, you are going to do one of two things. You are going to punch them in the face, or you are going to push them away. And that is exactly what Jesus, who, by the way, was the healer, it's exactly what he does to her, what he did to me, and what he does to you every day. And we have a choice to either push him away, as she does, because she asks this question, "Oh, you're a prophet. How about that temple debate that's going on between our people? Immediately, let's throw it at doctrine. Let's separate each other as far as we can so that you don't touch my wound. Let me keep my distance from you. If she had known who he truly was and how deeply he could heal, she would have immediately known, I'm not going to keep my distance. But she chose to make a debate, but Jesus says, oh, you've hit on it perfectly. She walked right into it. He says, look, day is going to come when we're not going to worship there or here. We're going to worship everywhere. Where true worshipers are going to get to the deepest part of them, their spirit, and in truth. See, Jesus wants to bring us living water. And he brings us living water at the place of our deepest wound. So he keeps poking at that wound until she says, I need this. I need this living water. I need what you are giving to me. I need to worship this God. And this is all happening, by the way, at a place called Jacob's Well. And she says to him, you can't be greater than Jacob, our father. I mean, he made this well. He drank from it. See, in the Bible, God was known as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It was this lineage. It was a matter of pride for her. And Jesus says, look, this well is good and all, but it has nothing compared to what I'm offering you. You want a legacy? You want a lineage? You want something that you're not going to have to come to every day? Because that's the problem with outdoor plumbing. You're going to have to go to it every day, again and again and again. In our lives, those things that we thirst for, we will go back to again and again and again and again. The definition that Benjamin Franklin gave insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result each time. But we will go back to that same drug, that same person, that same practice, that same job, that same mentality, hoping maybe this time, it didn't satisfy me last time, but this time it's going to be different. That is one of the greatest lies Satan tells us, is that this time it'll be different. Oh, I know it didn't work last time, but this time it'll be different. This woman had gone to that well again and again, and she was tired of going to that well. She was tired of day in, day out, going out to that well in the middle of the day, which speaks to her situation. That's not when you went to the well. She was an outcast in her society. She wasn't welcome amongst civilized folk. She had had five husbands and now was living in an open affair. And Jesus is saying, are you tired of coming to this well? Are you tired of going back to this thing over and over and over again? Is that you this morning? This evening? Are you thirsty? Are you tired of going back to the same things over and over and over again? And sometimes for some of you here, I'm perfectly aware that on a Sunday evening, it's not likely that most of you are not already planted in a church, correct? So Christians, if you are thirsty, the problem is you're going to the wrong well. He says, if you ask, I'll give you this water, and from his heart will flow a fountain of living water. Not only are you not going to be thirsty, you're going to be satisfying the thirst of others. You're going to be satisfying the heart eternal craving of those around you. Friend, if you are thirsty, come back to the well. In just a couple minutes, we're going to have a moment for offering. That's just to support this. More importantly than what you put in the plate is what you put on God's altar. I know this seems a little strange for some, but we have steps up here. It's an altar. If you want to come up or even sit on these front seats, that's fine. Most of them are open. Apparently they were aware this was a Baptist church and the preacher spits a lot. But this is open to you. If this is just a time where you need to say, God, I'm sorry, I've been going to the wrong well. I want to come to you. I've been finding myself dissatisfied because I'm going to the places you never intended me to go. If you seriously need to get a wound that he's been poking at healed, I'm not talking miraculous healings. I'm not going to lay hands on you and speak in. But Christ can heal even your deepest wound. Because we all have them, don't we? Each one of us has a wound. We have all been hurt. Sometimes it's by our own stupid decision. Sometimes it's by the stupid decisions of others. Sometimes it's just because this world is broken by sin and death. But each one of us has a wound. And just as we saw that Savior, Jesus Christ, heal the Samaritan woman at the well, he's still in the business of healing. So if that's you tonight, this is for you. I am here for you. If your pastor came with you, connect with him. This is just a building. This isn't our home turf territory. Please don't leave here tonight with Jesus still poking at that wound. Come to the well of healing. That's where we are pointing you. Look, your heart's deepest wound is only going to be healed through Jesus Christ. And in fact, Jesus said it this way in Luke chapter 5. I wrote it down so we didn't have to do a whole bunch of Bible flipping. The Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus came to hang out with the most wounded people. And Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." He says again in Luke 19:10, he's trying to get across what he's up to, what all these miracles have been about and what his coming is about. He says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." And in probably the most popular verse in Scripture, John 3:16, it says, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That's the verse that gets all the ads, all the front page, and it should. It's a very important verse, but it's the verse that follows up that should cause us to jump for joy tonight. Because in John 3:17, it says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." That should cause us to rejoice. He is the well of healing in this world. Today, you and I have had this front row seat of a retelling of what happened, not just at a well in Samaria, but also on a hill in Jerusalem, where that well opened and grace poured out on each one of us. Are you thirsty? Are you looking for a place to belong? Jesus says, "You are mine, you are my bride." Are you looking for a place where you're safe? Jesus says, "I'm holding you in my hand, and on top of that is the Father's hand. You will never be more safe than that." Are you looking for a place where every physical need will be met? Jesus said, "If a good father on earth knows to give his son bread instead of a stone for dinner, how much more will your perfect heavenly father know to give you what you need?" Whatever you are looking for, whatever you are thirsty for, whatever you are hungry for, Jesus Christ has it. Maybe in a different way than you're expecting, but he has it for you, what your heart is truly longing for. The healing for whatever wound you have. Ushers, would you come forward? Whatever your thirst is tonight. As we're giving, this is just, we truly appreciate the choir and all those who have participated in this. You are under no compulsion to give. In fact, if it's going to be a hindrance to you to spend some time while we're doing the offering, if we need to, stay in your seats, bow your head, and just talk with God. Would you pray with me? God and Father, thank you for poking our wounds. Thank you for showing us how deeply we need you. Lord, I pray that you would stir within us an understanding of our cravings for you. Lord, tonight, if there's any in here that you need to do business with, I pray that even right now, Holy Spirit, you might be doing a work in their heart. Lord, we rejoice. We rejoice for the healing you have already done for us, that many here have been healed, that we have found our deepest cravings met in you, that as we are gathered here tonight, we can celebrate our resurrected Savior, that we can celebrate the one who not only healed us, but rose from the dead and conquered death and sin, those things which are our deepest wounds. Lord, as we continue tonight, would you do a work in our lives? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.